Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. Today we're here with Bridget Shoup. She is a crystal and chakra expert. We go over exactly how that works. She explains chakras. She explains how the sessions go when she does a session with someone, how the singing bowl works, and how the body scan works. Also, too, like anything, having homework helps develop good habits. All right, so go right to talk, and I will see you afterwards. Remember to go to the show notes if you want to jump to the actual highlighted portion of the talk. If not, I will see you afterwards. Set this up. There we go. Bridget Shoup, I've known you for 15 years now. We just talked about it. That's crazy.
I know. Okay. Time flies.
Our kids are now driving, getting jobs, leaving high school eventually, hopefully soon. You started, obviously, we were at the same office. I worked as an associate in Ranch for a long time, a couple years. And then Bridget and I started working together and then just continued on to. I see her husband, her daughter here eventually at the office once in a while, Kelsey and Jared. Hi, guys. Basically, you've changed careers a couple times now. What are you doing now to make what you're doing a profession? I'm going to connect this up too, but.
Okay, so what am I doing now to create this profession that I'm in?
Yes, but what are you doing now?
Oh, what is my new thing that I'm doing?
Yeah, what is your thing?
Gotcha.
When I say new, it's not really new.
This is new to you and maybe a lot of people.
Exactly. People that don't know Bridget Shoup, that I've known forever.
Yes.
what she does now, we contacted probably about 2 weeks ago. Hey, I have this show going on. Bridget, we'd like to come on here. We talk a couple things, what you're doing now. It's something that I have not interviewed before. Okay, it's about health, about getting people healthy physically and mentally and sticking with it. A lot of what we have problems with as people is we try something, we do it, then we stop doing things that helps us. Us as humans, we want the lazy thing, the thing that doesn't help us because it's easier sometimes. We want to do things that short-term may make us feel better, long-term make our health overall worse. What do you do to help? What have you done in the past to give people a way to look into what you're doing to connect it? What have you helped people with?
So what I do is I work with the energetic body.
Got it.
So I work mainly with crystals. Okay. That's like my forte.
Yes.
I'm considered a crystal healer.
Okay.
And I work with the energetic body using those crystals. I do work with the chakra system,
which
most people are usually used to hearing chakras.
If you do yoga, Pilates, they talk about it all the time.
Right. So most people are like, you know, oh, third eye. You know, most people have heard of that. Yeah. That's not anything new. And it's super old, talking this is Eastern medicine. This is something that's been around for a million plus years. It's just, you know, it's more accepted over there.
Yes.
Whereas here in Western world, you know, to put it bluntly, possibly, you know, it's a lot of popping pills. Honestly, like that's just it.
Yeah.
Like they just, it's just based off of symptoms.
Yeah.
You know, and so they say, what's your problem? What's your symptom? And here's a pill for it, right? And I think that at the time we're at right now, especially in this year, in 2018, you know, I'm into numerology too. And
what's
so
numerology?
Numerology.
Sorry, I asked all these questions. I'm horrible.
We're going to go into lots of circles here, I have a feeling. But numerology is basically, you know, the universe all vibrates with energy, and each number has a vibration that matches and
the body, same thing too.
Absolutely. And so then that gets into sound healing. That's another thing that I do. But so this year is an 11 year, which is all about inspiration. It's about coming into your more, you know, spiritual self and having, you know, a more open mind to trying new things. And so I think that more people are kind of just sick of the pills. They're just ready to move past that.
So trying old things, though, not new things.
Yeah.
Because things have been around for thousands of years, right?
Right.
Hey, I'm paying attention. I am paying attention.
It's a new old thing. It's newer to the Western mind.
Well, and realize we know this too, right? I've done this a thousand times, talked about this. We were all raised, or most were born in a hospital. I'll give medications since we were infants for vaccinations, shots. When we go to the doctor, what's the next pill we're going to get? When we get sick, our first thing, we take a pill, okay, or we get a shot, whatever we're going to do. Mm-hmm. How do we realize, which we have realized as a country, hey, that's not good for us, mm-hmm. neither is junk food, but now that we know that, we're not naive anymore, what do we do differently? We have to get ourselves healthy if we're sick, okay? And how do we get to a healthy state, maintain that, by having things like this to keep our mind and body healthy because we are under stress.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a doggy dog world. Okay, live in a concrete jungle, and we deal with stress on a daily basis. Maybe our work, maybe paying rent, maybe having a car problem, maybe finding a job. Things are always stressful. Mm-hmm. But how do we make our body tolerate that stress by staying healthy by things that Bridget wants to talk about?
Right. Yeah. And that's just it. You know, using, you know, and working with the elements, because that's crystal it. Is an earth element. And helping, you know, getting your energetic body, which I think gets forgotten because it's not something we physically see, you know.
Like wind.
Exactly. Yes. And so, you know, what I do, you know, for example, this is how I like to explain it. I do teach classes on crystal healing and crystals and how to work with them and the scientific science stuffy behind them. But we're not going to go into all that today.
We don't need to.
That's too much information. But you know, what I like to explain to people of how crystal healing and energy healing works. So, you know, we have many bodies within our one body, okay? So we have our, you know, our physical body. And when our physical body isn't doing good, we go see a physician, right? When our muscular body is, you know, hurting and aching, we go see a masseuse. And when our skeletal body is out of alignment, we go see a chiropractor.
That's me. Hello.
And so, you know, when these bodies, they all work together, and what happens is an energetic body, it also manifests things outward if you're not in alignment. So we're talking mind, body, spirit.
Alignment, balance, same thing, correct?
Right. Okay. Yes. Finding balance within your energetic body helps you on the mental level, emotional, yes, physical, and spiritual level. So everything that I do helps people in all those ways.
Good.
Now, I do want to say one thing before we get too close and too far into all crystal healing and stuff like that. My disclaimer.
You have to have one, don't you? Okay, got it.
Yeah, here we go. So basically, my disclaimer is that crystal healing and other forms of energy healing should never be substituted for conventional medicine. However, if you do have a serious health issue, you would want to consult your doctor first and then make crystal healing part of a healthcare program. So integrating it together is the best way to use it. I'm not saying ditch all your pills, stop. You know, I'm not
saying. Actually, I think you should, but that's just me.
Right. And, you know, I am in that way too. I always try things holistically first. Of course, you know, I'm not going to ditch out on all, like, Western doctors.
This is still America. So we have to give the disclosures and make sure we're not liable as doctors, as healers, as non, and call it non-licensed yet, professions out there. A lot of what I see, and that to add to your disclosure too, is we're told we have to do certain things to make sure if you come back, hey, you never mentioned to me, because you should your own judgment, you should have your own judgment, own common sense, but some people don't have that. So having these disclosures is takes the liability off Bridget. Bridget goes, if someone calls Bridget and goes, hey, you didn't tell me not to eat that crystal.
Yeah.
You know, someone's bad for me, you know?
That was a question once.
The common sense thing is, hey, don't eat it.
Don't eat crystals.
But realize what we're trying to help you do is understand, okay, if medication isn't helping you, if your doctor's telling you take another pill because that pill didn't work, can you use something else from a non-medicine side, non-doctor side, even non-chiropractic side, to do something naturally from your normal environment to get your body healthy and maintain that health?
Exactly.
I think.
Yeah. And so, I mean, do you want me to walk you through, how a session goes?
Yes.
So my sessions are considered, what I call them is crystal chakra balancings, okay?
Crystal chakra balancing, got it.
Yeah, because I have the crystal element, and then we have the chakras that we're working with, which is connected to our energetic body. Now, I know some people are visual, so I do we have a picture to show, okay? So here we go. I'm going to show it in a couple of video cameras here. So that is the chakra system, which basically, you know, is shown, you know, it goes, there's seven main chakras that I work with in your energetic body. Now, each one of these, you know, can give issues. You know, if one of them is out of alignment, it can manifest either outward, like, for example, if your root chakra is off, you could manifest that with painful back, painful knees, you know, and
so
having
there's issues a connection
there. Yes.
To the physiology of the body. If this is going on, then you're gonna have this pain. So good. It's called the viscerosomatic reflex for one. So your body will give you alarm systems going off in your body to let you know something's going on.
Right. And you know, honestly, all of us are able and we were made to be able to heal ourselves.
Yes.
Number one. But I think that, you know, again, brainwashed by society, right? But, you know, we are able to heal. And what happens with when you introduce crystals into, you know, your environment and
go
such,
back for one second because I don't know what it is. Okay. What are the seven chakras? We have planets and we have like 4 hours.
4 hours? Oh, my.
Okay, I don't have that much content, but never mind. We'll figure it out.
So what, you want me to go through?
Yeah, go through because I just want to understand what the chakras are.
Okay, so what a chakra is, that is Sanskrit. That is an old Sanskrit word, which translates into wheels of energy. Okay. So basically each one of these points, they're like basically like little batteries that make you run and go. And of course, these aren't things you can see, but again, you can definitely sense the energy with them. If one of them's off, you're going to start manifesting issues. And again, this is like emotional, mental, physical, spiritual. You could have disconnects.
Yes.
You know, you could be, like if you're ever feeling stuck, like, you know, you can't manifest things in your life. And you feel like, you know, everything is falling apart. You know, usually if you work through your chakra system, you're able to bring it into alignment, and then all of a sudden things just flow and things like your mind opens up and you're more clear and you're able to get on the path you want to be on, basically.
Well, it allows you to, I call it self-diagnose. Hey, I have, if my hand's bleeding, I should put a band-aid on there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So it's same thing as if I have a problem there, can I relate it back to my chakra? How do I fix that chakra so that symptom I'm having goes away?
Exactly.
And my health overall, if that some goes away, my overall health improves.
Exactly. Yes, that's exactly what it is.
I don't even know what she's talking about, but I figured it out.
So each one of these does affect us, right?
Yes.
Now, during my session, what I do is I go through and, you know, I scan. Well, let me back it up here. Back it up.
So if I'm walking around, I know what you're talking about. My wife told me to come in here.
Yeah.
Because I have a problem with my chakra, I guess. What do I do, Miss Bridget?
Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal. So usually, like the way my sessions go, they're an hour long, and I am considered the crystal healing gypsy. And the
congratulations.
Thank you. And the reason why is because I travel. So I move to you. I come to you for sessions. So I will come to your businesses. I come to homes. And some people come to my home, which is fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, my whole thing is to go to you. And the reason why I like doing that is because I feel people are more comfortable in their own space.
Yes.
You know, and so I think, and then plus I have people that are disabled and can't get out of their homes.
Okay.
And so then it opens up a whole nother level of healing for them where they're stuck and they can't get out. I come to them.
Well, a lot of it, you can sometimes sense in their environment too, their home environment, work environment, what may be causing a stressor in their environment.
Sure.
To throw off their body.
Yeah, that definitely. Yeah, because your home is, you know, it reflects. Yes.
Yeah.
So, so basically, so my sessions, so I come to your house, I have you do paperwork because, you know, I'm professional like that. Yeah.
Whatever.
All that paperwork.
Yeah, yeah.
No. It's just to keep everybody on a good level, basically. And I, you know, my paperwork basically states I'm not a doctor and I am not diagnosing you. You know, I'm
in
just.
That language.
Yes.
That
tone just
voice.
Like that. I'm not diagnosing you. I'm not telling you to stop taking the pills or the things that you're doing, that like going to the chiropractor and doing these other things. It works together.
Yes.
That's the best part. It's not going to interfere with what you're doing outside of this. You know
there's
what
no,
I mean?
There's no contraindication. There's no side effects.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Except for feeling better.
Exactly. Hey, that's a good one.
So what I do after we go through paperwork and I will explain the session exactly how it goes and you know, to you before you start. If you're a new patient, new client to me, I would say, you know, this is how the session's going to go because I don't want people to feel uncomfortable or left in the dark.
Well, sometimes they may have expectation and you don't meet their expectation. Like, well, that's not what I was hoping for.
Right. And everybody's different.
Exactly.
Every crystal healer does it different. Every energy healer, you know, there's different modalities of energy healing and everybody has a different method and way of doing it. So I like to give them the heads up on how I do it. One question I do get is, do I keep my clothes on? Not me, you, as the patient. And yes, we both keep our clothes on for the session.
Yeah.
People ask that. Like sometimes I think they think it's like a massage.
Yeah.
And it's not exactly a massage. You will feel the effects as if you had a massage because that's what people say to me. They'll say, oh man, I feel so relaxed afterward. I feel like I had a massage.
A lot of people may have done a massage with crystals.
Right. That.
So they may have the association, well, I'm just going to reverse it.
Right. So you know, that is something that people do ask. No, you do keep your clothes on. I tell people to wear comfortable clothing. And, you know, I usually tell them to take their shoes off because I feel that they're more comfortable without their shoes on.
You want to be more relaxed, correct? Of course. Relaxed physical state.
Yes. The more relaxed that someone can be, the easier it is for me to work with your energetic body.
You don't want to work too hard. I don't want to work too hard.
Exactly.
Yeah, makes sense.
So the way that my session works next is basically I have a massage table and all my stuff I bring to you.
Good.
And all the tools and fun things I need. And basically I have you lay face up on the table.
Okay.
I have a sheet that I cover you with. And then the first thing I do is I guide you in a meditation to relax you.
To get the physical and mental relaxed state.
Yes. It helps me work with your energetic body if you're relaxed and things can flow easier that way. You're not holding on, right? Next, I play a crystal cymbal. I brought mine right here.
She sings too and plays ukulele also if you want to play ukulele.
Yes, I do. Sorry. That's a true fact.
That's what I said. I showed it before.
But so I play my crystal singing bowl and that is like another thing that I do is I incorporate the sound healing.
Do you play it with like water in there or how do you play it?
I do not. I know that some people do.
I've seen it. How does it work?
So
I want to hear this bad boy.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it on the table just because it's stabler that way and I don't want to break it. Like I said, it's my newest one.
Well, good.
Now, each one of these crystal singing bowls, and I prefer crystal. They have different ones. There's Tibetan, which is the metal ones you see.
Okay.
And then the crystal ones, which this is quartz crystal, and basically they've formed it. It's like, you know, they formed it into this. And so what happens is each one of these crystal singing bowls connect to a chakra. Here we go, the chakra system again.
Back to chakras,
yes.
Good.
So this one is a root chakra bowl.
Okay,
and so this one is the very bottom of your, so that's the base here. Okay,
got it.
So that's first one in the system. And so each one of them also have a tone in music that they correlate to. So this is a C.
Is it a tone of vibration?
A tone, I would imagine, is
a vibration. Okay, so it connects to the vibration, so your body's based on vibration. That type of thing to be perfect.
Right. And like there's been tons of like scientific studies behind sound healing and how it does help your body, you know, heal. And I have stories for days, honestly, about crystal, just crystal singing bowls by
That's
themselves,
it.
Just working with those. One time my daughter, she had like a sore throat.
Okay.
And again, we don't jump on the bandwagon of pills right away. So.
But your family never has though.
Not really.
You've almost been more like, how do I do things naturally first and then if I need to go that way.
Exactly. Exactly. And so she had this throat issue going on and she, you know, she would eat a cough drop, but it just wasn't like helping her.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, there's something else going on here. You know, chakra is blocked. We need
there
to work on it, right? So I laid her down, got her comfortable. I did put a crystal on her throat chakra.
Okay.
And, you know, that when you place, and I'll get back to this, when you place the crystal there, it kind of like, I like to say, it kind of like gives it like an energy boost or recharges the battery.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. And so
wait, doesn't block things so you have more energy.
What happens is it helps bring your vibration, which is low, because say her throat is hurting, now her vibration is low. So what
low's an unhealthy state.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
So to bring her up to a good place, you know, a good vibration, then that's when we use crystals and the chakra balancing helps. And what happens is your body entrains with the crystal's energy, and the crystal is this high vibrational being. And so what happens is your low vibration meets up with this high vibration, and just in general, life speaking terms, you know, whatever is the highest vibrational thing, it's going to match.
Yes.
Just like if you're ever in a room with people and they, you know, there's like a lot of issues going on and people are upset and stuff. You feel that. Most people do.
It's painful.
Yeah. Empaths feel that, you know, especially. And So what happens is, you know, that's like a low vibration. You don't feel good. And if you're a person who vibrates high, what happens is those people can suck on that energy and basically drain you and make you feel crappy.
It's me every day.
And so you have to be careful, right? And you have to take care of your energetic body.
When you know what that is, too, though.
Right. To be aware is how you can adjust.
So having that crystal at a higher vibration allowed your daughter to get to that point to where she can, okay, now I feel better because now my vibration is higher. Mm-hmm. That's more of a healthier state.
Right. And it's almost like it cleans the slate, right? Awesome. It kind of like I like to think of it as like charging the battery, right? It's giving it a boost. And that's what, so I had her lay down. She had the crystal there. And then I play the crystal singing bowl. Now, I prefer a crystal singing bowl because crystals, quartz in general, like this is a quartz crystal. See, visual stuff.
There we go.
Pretty, huh? Most people are familiar with quartzes, yes, right? Quartz crystals are even in our electronics. Mm. Like they're in our watches.
Why?
Because they're highly programmable and they've learned that in science. But you just don't realize it. And this is considered the master healer. So this one is the one you want in your possession because it will do it all. Like it will fix. Yes.
Yeah, got it.
So anyways. Again, we could go on for days about these subjects.
We have 4 hours, so take your time.
So,
pace yourself.
Again, I prefer working with the quartz instead of the metal singing bowls, which is the Tibetan ones, because I feel that the crystal singing bowls are more programmable.
So
what I do is I ask it. These are beings. They're part of nature. They have their own little spirits and stuff.
Okay.
And so what I do is I ask, please help me, help her remove this throat issue, right?
Yeah.
And so then I play it with the intention that I'm healing that throat issue, okay? So I'm playing it, and I'll show you what it sounds like, and then we'll continue my story.
Good.
So
listen, people. Right there.
So she's down there and I'm playing, and then I check on her. Hey, how are you feeling? How are you doing?
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, it was hurting here and now it shifted. It's over here now. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep playing.
Yeah.
Play again. And then I check a few minutes later. How are you doing now? Now it hurts here. And I kept playing until it stopped hurting. It basically
fell away up her trachea and went through.
Went out. And it was gone, and she did it. That was it. And she was,
That's all you did.
That's all we did.
Magical.
I know.
Magic because we don't understand it.
Right.
Yet.
That's why we're here today, right?
4 hours, yes. And then how long does it take, or is it per person, for them to get to the relaxed state using the crystal bowl?
That it starts making a difference?
Makes a difference.
Everybody's different.
That's the thing. Everyone's different.
Yeah, right? You can't really gauge a number on that.
But if someone goes through, like, say 3 or 4 sessions, does that time improve as they get better?
Yeah. Okay. So again, when I use my crystal singing bowl, that's like the very next thing I do. So I get you relaxed in your meditative state, and then I play this.
Okay.
So then you get the sound healing incorporated into the session.
Got it. Okay.
So that's like the added thing that I do. We'll scoot you back, buddy.
Thank you, Crystal.
Yes,
well,
and so after that, then I scan your energetic body. So most of my session, you won't feel me touching you. You will feel me hovering the whole entire time. I'm right above you.
Okay.
And so I will hover over your body, and then I start picking up on things. That's when I start feeling your pain. And so I know what space is hurt within your body.
How is the pain quantified? Is it through vibration, through energy?
Yes. I feel it through, like it's like a vibrational energy. Exactly that.
I picked this up real quick.
You're
pretty slow, but I'm pretty quick today.
You're on it. It's the crystal singing bowl.
It is.
It cleared you up.
I need lots of crystal singing bowls around me all day.
But so yeah, and then I go through, after I figure that out, I go through each one of the seven chakras we talked about, okay, and I check them and I try to find out what's going on. Sometimes your chakra is perfectly fine, okay, and it's working properly, and other times it's not, right? So then what I go, and I go through each one and I figure that out, and then I adjust them and work on each one of them, regardless if they are in alignment or not. I still give them attention, because even the good ones need a little love.
If there's a standard and something's off, and chakras are connected, all seven, it's going to throw everything off if one's far enough. So you have to readjust everything's tone, per se, mm-hmm, to get that certain point. So it takes time for everything to get back to equilibrium, to balance point.
Right, kind of like chiropractic.
It's just health. It's health in general.
Yeah, and they are very connected,
Yes.
And so then what happens is, I do work on each one of them. I remove any blockages that I find.
Good.
Then you feel me putting a crystal on that chakra point, and that's when the crystals come in.
Got it.
So I have crystals that go on every one of these chakra points. Now, so the lowest I go is like here.
Abdominal, belly button.
Yeah.
Okay, got
and
it.
Then I go whoop all the way up. So, heart I'll usually put here, and then we do, throat, third eye, and then crown at the top of your head. So then, I like to put the crystals there because it recharges those batteries.
It works.
Brings them back into a more solid alignment, and it entrains with that crystal. So it helps.
Good.
And then I add white loving light and energy to each one of them.
How do you do that?
I can't give away all my secrets.
No, sorry. She does it though.
I use a crystal wand.
Okay.
That's one of the tools that I use to help me do that.
Sure.
And then that's all I'm going to tell you about that.
Perfect. Whatever.
Again, you have to almost experience it to understand.
If we have time to have experience it before we go, because now I'm interested.
Now you want to know, huh?
No, dang it.
So then after that, let's see, I will cut your energetic cords. Again, what that is, I know. I have all of this blockage on my website.
Got it.
So if you guys ever want to read real deep into this topic or any of these topics, you can go to
In the show notes, as you've seen too, we have her Facebook. You connect with her Facebook Messenger. That way, hey, without this, she can send you the article on that. She can go to her website too for one to see everything.
Yeah.
If you're interested in getting yourself healthy naturally, why not do this?
Yeah, right? All you have to lose is your shitty feelings.
What's your language? It's Facebook.
I'm sorry. I know. I'm very bilingual.
We'll lock that out later.
Sorry. I will be more cautious. I'll be more mindful on that.
Sure.
Okay. Anyways.
I think a lot of it is, how do we get people healthier using whatever tools we can use, and get them to realize, hey, look, once we get there, what do people come in to talk to you about? Hey, I have a back problem. Can you help me with this? Or do they want
Some
to feel overall
do.
Relaxed? What's a common thing they come to see you for?
I think that most people come to see me because they're stressed out.
Yes.
And they feel stuck, and they feel like they're spinning their wheels and not getting anywhere. That's the main group I get.
And when they're at that state, some people come in where they're already on medications.
Oh, yeah.
They're already on a bunch of stuff that's not working for them.
Yes, and that's another person that I see, are people that are just sick and tired of taking pills.
Good.
They're like, I'm so sick of it. What can you do to help me? And
Good. Yeah,
that's what I do. I try to help. Well, I do. I get you, first being, getting your chakras in alignment will make you feel more relaxed. It helps you, have a more clear mind again.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you manifest things. It helps you not be stuck, where you
are. That funk state.
Yeah, and I've had clients even tell me that, I had one in particular who tried it for the mm-hmm. first time, never did any energy work type thing before. She tried it, and she, a month later, because usually people get these sessions done once a month.
Yeah, it takes time to retune your body
right.
back to a better state. Doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah, and I do this for myself. I do my own crystal chakra balancings all myself. Of course, my method on doing it on me is not exactly how I do it on my clients, because I can't do it exactly.
I can't be two people at one time.
Yeah, not yet.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're working on that. That works for you.
And so, so what happens is, I once a month is best, to keep that flow of goodness happening, right?
Yeah.
Where you start, really manifesting things. And, of course, if something traumatic happens, it basically spins them all out of control. So then you're going to want it sooner. But So anyways, back to my client. So she said, yeah, it was amazing. Like, she had the session. She's like, I feel so, like, they feel energized afterwards too. So it's like you feel relaxed and more at peace and more calm, but then you also get this flip reverse of that, which is like energy too. You get like these bursts of energy where you're like, I can do this, you know?
Well, that's the thing. A lot of it is you're taking away the block. Because energy is always there. Mm-hmm. You're taking away the block, so now they have a relatively higher state of energy. Mm-hmm. They feel like it's like going from sick to healthy. Mm-hmm. If you ever have the flu, because I feel so great, yeah, because you were stuck for so long.
Right.
So that higher state allows you to go, I was in energy because I didn't have that before.
Right.
And they can maintain that certain time, but they may go back and forth till the body retunes to that. And there's a chemical response, mm-hmm. there's a chemical rebalance, a neurological rebalance, there's a mental rebalance. It takes time to get there. Everyone's state is going to be different.
Exactly.
How far are they away from to an ideal normal? It's hard to get anyways. It depends on how much they're going to put in between their sessions and in between sessions too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, exactly.
So after the chakra rebalancing, what else? What's the next step?
And let me finish my client story real fast. Sure. So then she basically said she could feel after the month's time, she could feel her energy like slowly she could feel it draining, and she was like, I need another session, let's make this happen again. And so then I did it again, and she, you know, up going and moving, you know. So that's what I do. I love helping people and helping them help themselves. That's the biggest thing.
How do they help themselves?
So, well, coming to me, you know, you're ready for it, right? You're open-minded and you're ready to change your life. And so then after my session, I do discuss everything I found and I explain why, and it turns into like a life coaching type situation where I, you know, explain to you, you know, what was going on and why it happened, and, you know, how we can work on keeping a more balanced and maintain this good chakra that we have now, right?
Well, you've got the momentum to get there. They know what good feels like now. Mm-hmm. How do you keep that? And you can walk them through, because you can reverse it, is what was blocking them to get there.
Right.
That's what it comes down to. You're helping them discover and see that.
Exactly. And so then, you know, then we go through and I'm like, okay, you know, now I have crystals that can help you while you're outside of working with me. Good. That you can actually work with on your own, in your own home. And I explain and teach you guys all that stuff on how to use them, work with them and all that, so that you can maintain yourself better and not, you know, when you're not with me and having a session.
Well, they become almost your apprentice, in the sense where if you use right things, you don't need me 24/7, which is phenomenal.
Right, and that's what we want. Like, I, you know, and then I get a lot of people that say, oh my gosh, you healed me. Oh my God, thank you so much. Yeah. And I'm like, no, you healed yourself.
Yeah, you were always there.
I was just the assistant in getting you there.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all it is, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm just assisting you guys.
You didn't add something to their health. You just took away a block. Mm-hmm. Other than to see that and feel that
right.
better state.
I'm just assisting. That's my job.
What I love about what you're doing, too, you're helping people discover how to do it on their own somewhat, mm-hmm. to maintain that better state. Where some people would kind of hide that or be selfish about that, mm-hmm. too.
Yeah.
You want people to feel better all the time, no matter if they're with you or something else.
Exactly.
So why not spread that health perspective, so someone who's interested to do due diligence can be their own best health advocate?
Absolutely.
But they have to do the work, though, too, right?
Oh, yeah. It's not, okay. you can't just...
I have the crystals in my closet.
Yes.
I know where they are.
Yes.
And I'm good.
Yeah, it's right there, but I work over here. It's not going to help you. You know, it doesn't work like that. You know, like you have to actually physically work with them and become friends with them. And once you start working with crystals, you guys will understand what I'm talking about. Because, you know, they do become your friends. Like, you do rely on them, and you, because you start to notice how much they benefit your life.
Well, so. And if anything, once you form the habits of using them in your situation, it becomes routine and unconscious. So it becomes something you do daily. So if you don't do it, you're like, dang, I missed today.
Yeah.
This is why I'm feeling this way.
Yeah.
But it gets you to higher states, so you can tolerate more of your stresses in your life and not feel like your whole life is going up and down all the time.
Right.
It takes time to go from here to here, from a low state to a higher state. It takes work, mm-hmm. but you have to put the work in too.
Absolutely.
And you teach them exactly how to do it, which is great. What are the other crystals you bring in too? What's your other
tools here?
So I
just brought a few of my favorites. So this is called fluorite. I'll bring it up closer.
Fluorite, like not fluoride like for tea.
Not, no.
Got it, sorry.
No.
That's all I have.
I know.
It's all joke I have.
So that's fluorite. And this one is actually, So this one works with, because it's multicolored here, going to work with different of the chakras. So this is going to be heart chakra, third eye chakra, mainly, and crown chakra. So basically the way you would want, of course, this is not one that I would walk around with in my pocket.
Okay? Yeah, you consider a weapon.
That is also true.
Do not go to the airport with this. They would they would pull you aside, obviously.
Yeah, that would be a sad day. Because like I said, they're like your friends. but no, really. So what they, you know, again, there's different forms. So this is, you know, a tower. And, you know, one that you would want to carry on you, and the ones that I sell are more the tumble type crystals that you would put in a pocket or in your purse or somewhere that you're going to be carrying it on you, right? So this one helps with a clear mind. It's going to help, it actually is really, really good, fluorite in, you know, general. It's really good to help with, remembering things.
Hey!
I know. So it's really good, like, when my daughter was in school, I had her take one with her, and she had a test, and she was one of those people who would get really stressed out when test time comes, and so I'm like, okay, you know, take this with you, you got it. You know, and it helps her, it helps you recall the things that you learned, and that's
it's
exactly what it did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she was like, oh my gosh, I got the best score on my test I've ever gotten.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we did this in combination with, because I also make products.
Yes.
So she used one of my products, which is called Hocus Focus.
And what?
I know.
Should trademark that bad boy right away.
And
don't copy that, people. I see you seeing it.
You've heard it here first. No.
Exactly.
And that one does help, like, focus your mind. It has essential oil blends with crystals infused. Uh-huh. Like, all my products have crystals infused in them. And then that helps. It helps, you know, recall the things you've learned. And, you know, fluorite is one of those things.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then we have amethyst. Most people are familiar with amethyst, right? And this is like a cluster. It's a pretty one. So there's, you know, different kinds of amethyst comes from different parts of the world.
Okay.
This one's from Uruguay.
Okay.
So the amethysts from Uruguay are the darker ones, and the ones that are more pale are from Brazil.
Okay.
If you didn't know, now you do.
I didn't know. I had no idea. No clue.
And then this one is called... termalinated quartz. So again,
what? Say it one more time.
Termalinated quartz.
How do you say that so good?
Oh, sorry,
so
I
well.
Get it closer. See,
you said it really good. Or well,
it's really well.
Yeah, I don't know.
It doesn't matter. I'm not.
This is not an English class, people.
No. So termalinated quartz. So it's quartz infused with other minerals.
Okay.
So the black that you see in this is black tourmaline. Black tourmaline is excellent for shielding yourself from energy vampires, which are the people that suck your energy or like that you're around and you feel really yucky afterwards.
Yeah.
Like you just feel like low and just kind of ugh.
Yeah.
Black tourmaline by itself is great for that. But this is black tourmaline with quartz. So it kind of, I feel like this is a good balancing crystal.
So it blocks that energy, plus it also keeps the energy high.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So... again, these, you know, I wouldn't carry any of these on
not
my
that size.
Self, but, and then this is selenite. Beautiful,
ooh,
right?
It's awesome.
So it's a selenite wand.
Very clean. Looks clean.
Yeah. It's really a beautiful one. It's a great one to use to seal your aura,
okay.
Which is something I also do in sessions. But,
awesome.
You know, or cleanse your, you know, your energetic body. And all you do is just, you know... you just like wipe it through you.
Mm-hmm.
And again, everybody's different with how they sense energy with crystals. Some people, certain crystals are really like too much to handle. Whereas like I've had an experience with a particular crystal called sugilite.
Okay.
It's this beautiful crystal. It's purple and black kind of swirled together. Beautiful, beautiful. And it's one of those rarer ones. And I decided to try to work with it. And it didn't really suit me. And I started noticing that I just wasn't my best person while I was with it. And then I tried it a couple times to see, and then I realized that one's just not for me. So everybody has, you know...
it's like a kryptonite.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
Good one. So yeah, like everybody's different on how they experience it. You know, some people, like, they'll feel it in their hands. And I teach that in my class, like how to sense the energy from crystals. Some people immediately pick up on it, and some people it takes a little time. You know?
Well, realize our body is made of elements, vitamins and minerals. Crystals are part of minerals.
Yep.
So if you have a certain balance, and a mineral can actually throw things off because different type of positive, negative energy. At that point, it can make your energy more negative or in a negative way based on what your body's already made up of. Everyone's body's different.
Exactly.
So you have to figure out what's going to work for you and try different things out so you know what's going to help, what's going to hurt.
Exactly.
I think. That's my rationale.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my thing.
What I like is I did a talk with somebody who does essential oils before too. A lot of you taking earth elements, making it part of your body so your body stays balanced from, and that makes, for me, it makes more of a chemical, neurological, and structural sense, not just a spiritual sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting the body to get to better states through vibrational tools and through tone healing. So your energy healing, at that point, your body can stay there and you can feel what normal feels like. Your body adjusts to that, so when you're off a little bit, you get back there right away.
Right.
You find out where your body should be, then you kind of get there and maintain it.
Yeah, and then, you know, it kind of, you know, getting your chakras in alignment, it's kind of a trickle effect. So then all of a sudden you start noticing like, oh, you know, maybe I should take better care of my body. You know, maybe I should meditate and calm my mind down more often because that helps during my session with, you know, when I have sessions, I've had people say like, oh, I can't meditate. That's too hard, or I can't shut my brain down. That's not true.
It's amazing when people will rationalize what's going to help them or hurt them based on effort. Mm-hmm. But I realize it's like going, for me, it's going to the gym. Why go to the gym to go and feel stronger, maybe lose weight, maybe feel better, but then go eat 3 cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
I don't want to, and why would I waste my time? Mm-hmm. So, and with the same sense, too, if I'm going to do that, what else can I get healthier? What else can I do? At that point, it leads your mind into thinking more of a health perception versus how do I stay stressed? How do I lower the stress in my body and then work on little things here and there as the big part goes away, I think.
Yeah.
Well, great.
Yeah, for sure. So.
Anything else for your first show on the Crooked Spine show?
So, yeah, if you guys
not,
are...
Not going to be four hours. Apologize.
Darn. Because we could go on. No, just kidding.
Ever. And that's, I'm going to do a session if you have time today.
Okay.
And we'll come back and talk about it real quick, too. A lot of it is how do we get ourselves healthy. And I think Bridget has done a great job rationalizing, giving us information to prove how crystals help people heal through not only your clients, but also through the systems you've talked about so far, which are scientific systems just put in a crystal form versus a pill.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And just, you know, every crystal is like its own little prescription. They really are. They each do, like we kind of described a little bit really quick here, but they each do have a specific thing that they can help us with. And again, you aren't going to get that benefit unless you try and you reach out and you want to change and do better for yourself.
And that's all it comes down to. And I think, and contact her, she'll give you a session, and walk through if you, like I said, if you want to get off the pills, if you feel your body kind of hit a funk point, is the way to do this naturally so you can do it. And again, she teaches you on the end, on the other end, how to do it on your own, keep your own health healthy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thanks for watching the show, Bridget. Again, another 15 years of family friendships.
Yay!
Bridget and I discussed how the body gets and stays in balance. She uses crystals. She helps you understand your chakras. She understands also how to use different things like solutions she promotes at the very end of the video, too. Realize whatever you're going to do, have good habits. Stick to them. Get a routine in your body, in your lifestyle, so everybody can stay healthy over time. All right, so again, in our show notes, you'll have links to our Facebook page. Leave comments, see other videos too, along with see other podcasts, along with see this full video too, because this will be the podcast version. Also, remember, go to the highlights, see if you want to see something specifically for you to hear from our overall talk today. All right, so have a good week, and I will see you in the next one.